now he's selling it inside. There's no reason to go out and need, you know, drink a beer at halftime or, you know, do anything like that. There's you have access to it inside.
Fort Hays State University football has kicked off their season with their first home game scheduled for September 7th. Chief Communications Officer Scott Kaysen, Assistant Athletic Director Matt Cook, and Police Chief Terrence Pierce stopped by to talk about some of this year's changes on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Can't believe it's here already. It's fall. It's time for sports. We're fired up. We're getting everything ready right now out at the parking lot and tailgate. So, yeah, we have some new stuff. Alcohol sales, I think, is the big topic. Everybody's excited about it. We're excited to see how it goes. We got the trailers in. We're going to have two beer trailers at each end of Lewis Field behind the end zone, kind of sitting off in the grass. So kind of the northeast corner and the southwest corner is where the beer trailers are going to be. Wes with 8th Street Liquor, using his catering license, they're going to be the ones serving it. They're going to have a variety of beers to start with and then kind of pare it down and figure out what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, pricing and all that stuff, everything's flexible. So we're going to, today's definitely going to be a trial. We're really excited to do it. But there's a lot of, you know, we're nervous about it too. We want it to go really well. We hope people enjoy it. We hope it brings more fans out. Obviously 21 and over can buy a beer. Everybody's going to be carded. Everybody's going to be wristbanded. So we got that all covered. And, you can buy two beers per trip there. There's no designated, you know, beer garden or anything like that. You can buy your beer too and go back and sit on the west side, sit on the east side, sit wherever your seats are at. Students are able to, if you're over 21, students can buy beer too. And it's got to make sure you're not, you know, do the right thing. We don't want, this could very easily go away. You know, if it doesn't go well tonight, it could be a one and done or a two and done type of deal. So we just want everybody to enjoy it. We're trying to add, you know, some atmosphere, some game experience and that type of stuff. So that's one big thing, is definitely the alcohol sales.
You know, from my understanding, this has been really a trend in collegiate athletics, both in Division I and now filtering into the D2 level.
Yeah, we're not breaking down any barriers here. I mean, it's been going on for quite a while. There's other in-state, you know, Division I and Division II schools that have already done it. And we haven't heard, you know, very many problems with that. So I think we'll have success here. We know people in Hays definitely enjoy to have a beer or two when they're out, you know, definitely out in the parking lot tailgating, with Chief Pierce is going to talk about, but inside, I think it'll be a whole new experience. But to go along with the alcohol inside, we're going to have a no reentry policy, which is another big thing that we've never done before. We've been pretty laid back as far as go out, come back in, you know, at halftime, whatever, but this year is going to be different. So if you go outside after you come in with your ticket this year, you will not be allowed back in. So, I mean, there's going to be some exceptions. You know, if you're a mom that needs to go out and get a diaper, get a bottle, you know, we're not going to be totally hard set on it. There's going to be some exceptions, but for the most part, we're going to have a no reentry policy.
And is that just mostly a safety thing? And I know we're going to talk about it with that a little bit more with Chief, but was that the thinking, that way we don't have alcohol slipping in and out?
That's right. Yeah. And we, you know, now we're selling it inside. There's no reason to go out and need, you know, drink a beer at halftime or, you know, do anything like that. There's, you have access to it inside. So, yeah, that's exactly right. Safety thing. We're going to do, when people are coming in, we're going to do some very minor bag checks. And if you're carrying a big bag in, we're just going to take a quick glance at it. If it looks good, it's good. You know, and that type of stuff. Clear bags are recommended, not required. But if you go to any big event, Chiefs game, Broncos game, you know, K-State, KU, anything like that, they're already doing all that. It's mostly clear bag required everywhere now. We're just recommending it. And they, you know, they do bag searches and they don't allow re-entry. So we're kind of just really kind of catching up with the times and trying to make it a little safer, a little better. We want to keep everybody safe. We want to keep, you know, come to the game, enjoy it. Should be a great game. Pitt State is really good. And I think off of last week's result, looks like we're going to be a lot better than last year. So hopefully we get a huge crowd. We should have a bunch of students there and should be a great night at Lewis Field.
Absolutely. Chief, let's talk about the safety piece. How is this looking from your office? How are we going to make sure everybody is staying nice and secure and also having a great time at the game?
Well, Fort Hays State University Police Department is looking forward to a successful season for FHSU sports teams. Fort Hays State University strives to create a safe and enjoyable atmosphere for events that are on campus. This year, as Matt said, there is a no reentry policy in place for Lewis Field. Once fans enter the stadium, there'll be no reentry allowed, and that includes halftime. Tailgating is permitted in approved areas adjacent to the Lewis Field Stadium, 4 hours prior to the game time to the starting kickoff. Tailgating is a pregame activity, and all consumption of alcoholic beverages in the approved tailgating areas must stop at or before the start of the game. So in answer to your question, when we talk about safety, that's the safe atmosphere. We want people to go in and watch the game. Since there's beer being sold inside the stadium now and concessions and things, there's really no reason for the tailgate to continue past kickoff time. And just a reminder that people who choose to consume alcoholic beverages must be 21 years of age or older. Valid photo ID is required, and identification must be produced at any time if requested by law enforcement officer, game security, or the university administration. And as usual, no glass bottles, kegs, or devices designed to increase the normal consumption of alcohol are allowed.
So, kind of standard rules.
Yep.
For the most part,
very
right?
much so.
Yeah.
And on the subject of the standard rules, people can read the entire list of the rules on the FHSU website.
Very cool. And not that we probably have a lot of, 18, 19-year-olds listening right now, but guys, don't screw this up for the rest of us. We're keep it chill.
Right.
Have
That's
fun,
right.
but keep
That's
it cool.
That's all we're asking for. Yeah, don't screw it up.
I want to move on, Scott, a little bit to you're going to have some activities before the game centered around it. Tiger Gear on Friday? Is that what it's called now?
It is Tiger Gear on Friday because some of us don't look so good in yellow. So we decided to expand that a little bit so you can have your gray tones and your blacks and whatnot. But this year we're going to continue a tradition we've done for a long time now, which is first home game. We're going to give away TGOF T-shirts, and we've got probably our coolest T-shirt ever this year. It's a gold tie-dye T-shirt, and we're going to have about 400 of those to give away to the first folks that come up. We'll be on the east side of Lewis Field Stadium, on the outside there, hopefully in the shade. And first come, first serve, one T-shirt per person, and we'll hand those out. And it's Thursday, but this is getting everybody ready, so they're fully geared up for our first Tiger Gear on Friday in the athletic season. So as both Chief and Matt were saying, this is about every year. It's about how can we make the game day experience better? And I think we made big strides in that regard. So I'm really excited for tonight. Fans will come out and see a great game and just have a great time.
Yeah. I wonder if you want to talk a little bit more about the Tiger Gear on Friday kind of program. What's the thought with that? I mean, I know I love going around town and seeing the Tiger Gear on Fridays, but what's the impetus behind this?
It really is. It's a celebration of the spirit we feel as members of the Tiger Nation. And it's a very inclusive program. It's not just for, our faculty, staff, and students. It's a community thing. And we're really blessed. And this is one of the best college towns in America, I think, because our community really embraces that Tiger spirit. So it grew over a decade ago out of this desire to, create a big tent for everybody who loves the university and to share their Tiger pride. And last year we introduced a new program, our community partner of the year. And this will be our second year. And during one of the breaks, Matt's going to, at 50 yard line, is going to introduce this year's Tiger Gear on Friday, community partner of the year. It'll be Golden Plains Credit Union.
Breaking news. Is that breaking news, Scott? Or do they know that?
We broke it a while ago.
Okay,
at an event
sure.
at their, if you go to the bank there off of 22nd and Broadway.
Yeah, pretty close.
Their whole facility is outfitted with Tiger everything. So they've been all in for a long time. So we're really, really honored to have them as a community partner and our partner of the year. And they're also big partners with Tiger Athletics as well.
Yeah, we have a T-shirt every year we do for football season, and we do a contest on social media. So we get 3 or 4 designs of a T-shirt for football, and then we put them out on social media. People can vote on them. I actually literally count every single comment on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see who voted for what. I'm sure there's a better way to do it by now. But
I was going
to
say.
Hey, I want to make sure it's right. And I count them all. I figure out, hey, T-shirt number 1 is the winner this year, but Golden Plains Credit Union sponsors that shirt. They've done that for at least the last 4 or 5 years, maybe longer. So they're a good partner with us. They buy the shirts, give them to us, and we sell them for $10. People can come to the, which we still have some. Scarlett asked me when we were coming in, we still have some shirts out there, and we might actually have those at the game tonight too, if somebody wanted to come in and buy one of those. But get your free TGOF shirt first, and come in and buy one for $10, and you're loaded. You got a gold and a black, and you're ready to go for the year.
And we always encourage folks in their Tiger gear, you know, post it to social media, hashtag TGOF, and share your Tiger pride. And that's how we just demonstrate that pride and celebrate what's just the best college town in America.
Absolutely. Well, guys, we're almost out of time. Matt, I want to leave it with you. How do you get more information about the game? And maybe if you can't, unfortunately, come down, how are you going to make sure you're keeping up to date on what's going on?
For sure, yeah. I mean, probably the best place is our website, fhsuathletics.com. All of our information, game time, schedules, all that's on there. That'd be the best place. But we also have an app. Go to the App Store, Google, iPhone, download the FHSU Athletics app. That's always a good place. We send out push notifications, you know, final scores, stuff like that. It's going to be, I mean, I can't wait for tonight. We're trying to get stuff ready. We're not quite ready yet, but we'll be ready for 3 o'clock when tailgating starts. And then we'll be ready for the 7 o'clock kickoff. But tickets, call 75-628-4050. Tickets are cheap. You know, it's good entertainment, good, cheap entertainment for right here in Hayes. Get anywhere you want, get to the stadium in 10 minutes, park, get in. Check it out. We're excited.